Zev, can you fix the door? Thanks. I'm getting stuck. Okay, gentlemen. So we're going to take the next few minutes to talk about a topic that I thought was a topic you might not have heard too much about before, and that's the Israeli flag. That's the Israeli flag. Is there any significance to the Israeli flag? There's flags. Watch where you sit, by the way. If it's black, it'll never come off your pants in 1,000 years. Is a flag significant? Is there a Jewish concept of flags? Are you allowed to have an Israeli flag in a shul? So let's take a little look at flags. Now, this is not my idea. This is a piece of Torah that comes from Rabbi Bergman from Merkaz HaRav, who wrote a beautiful book dealing with these types of questions. It's been translated in English. Rabbi Moshe Lichtman, you can get inside the yeshiva. Anyways, the issue is as follows. Moshe Feinstein was asked, are you allowed to put an Israeli flag in a shul? So he had a very short, to-the-point answer. And he basically said it would be proper to abolish this whole flag business, as all it does is reminds us of the sins of the wicked people. And therefore, his answer was no. So what I want to do is ask the question, is there anything more to it than that? Is that all there is to the whole issue of flags? Is flags totally foreign idea? Is it not a Jewish concept whatsoever? So the fact is, if you open up Sefer B'Midbar, right at the beginning, when Hashem is giving Moshe instructions on how to set the camp up so that they could travel to Eretz Yisrael, you'll see in Perek Bet that Hashem says this follows. V'yidaber, one second. V'yidaber Hashem Moshe Aaron lemor ish al diglo ba'oto levet avotam yachanu b'nei Yisrael mineged saviv lo'ol moed yachanu. I want them to encamp each tribe around his flag. He then goes on to say, who's going to be in charge of each of the four positions? North, south, east, west, right? Remember, Mishkan in the middle. How are they going to know where to be? Dego Machane Reuben Teimana. In the south will be the flag of Reuben. Dego Machane Ephraim Letzivatam Yam. In the west, it's going to be Ephraim. Dego Machane Dan Safon. In the north, it's going to be the flag of Dan. So we see that the concept of a flag is not a foreign concept to Judaism. As a matter of fact, it's right there in the Chumash. Now, who came up with these flags? So the Gemara and Horiot says that the tribes got their flags. A flag is a color and a symbol, right? Color, colors, and a symbol. That's a flag. So who came up with the colors and the symbols for the flags of the Shvatim that Hashem makes such a big deal about in the beginning of the Midbar? Appears elsewhere also. You know, it was according to the Gemara and Horiot and Daf Vav, it was Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, which is, by the way, probably when you see like pictures and shuls of all the symbols that they use for the Shvatim, flags, etc. They always pick symbols from the bracha that Yaakov gave, right? So Binyamin is a zev, a wolf. Naphtali is a tzvi. Good. So the Gemara says that Yaakov Avinu took the time to actually make a flag to choose the color and the symbol for all the Shvatim. That's how important he thought the flag was. And the Midrash says in Tadhuma that Hashem wanted the specific color for each tribe as a way of giving honor and glory to that tribe, to show his love for that tribe, for that Shevet. So that shows you that even God was involved in the original Jewish flags. But the fact is, that's not the only thing. There's even an idea that there was a national flag. There was an Israeli national flag. Not just one flag for each tribe, but one flag to unite the entire people. And who made that one flag? Moshe Rabbeinu. Where do we see that? So that's Nachmanides. Ramban writes, when the Torah says the Jews left Eretz Yisrael, Biyad Ramah, so that literally means a hand held high, right? Figuratively, it means they left with pride, right? They left with pride, they left without fear, they left not as slaves, but as a proud person. The Ramban brings proof to show, you know what it really means? They left holding a flag like this. Who made the flag? Moshe Rabbeinu. Why did he make the flag? Because he didn't want them just to be Shvatim. He wanted them to be a cohesive nation. He didn't want them to be slaves anymore. He wanted them to be proud. Proud and knowing where they're headed with a destiny. And that's what a flag is all about. So we see that a flag is not a foreign idea to Jews. In fact, it's a very Jewish concept. It goes back to the very beginning of the creation of the Jewish nation. Even before that, when we were before a nation, when we were only Shvatim. Now, if I were to ask you in the few minutes that we remain, go ahead, design for me, now that we know that the flag is a Jewish idea, how would you design a flag to represent the Jewish people? How would you design it? Remember, every other religion in the world is not a nation. It's a religion. You could live in this country, you could live in that country, you could live in Gibraltar, you could live in South Africa. But the Jewish religion is also a nation. a people bound together in a land. So make a flag for the Jewish people, for the Jewish nation. We got to have a color, and you got to have a symbol. So let's start with the symbol. What symbol would you choose that if you held it aloft at a flag, people go, ah, that's the Jewish people? So there's a lot of choices. A lot of choices. I think a lot of us would agree that Magen David is a fantastic way to start. As a matter of fact, Rav Moshe Feinstein himself writes, where is this one? This is in Or HaChaim and Siman Gimel. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes that the reason that the Magen David bears the name David, David HaMelech, because it was David HaMelech who alone trusted in Hashem and did not put, he was not afraid of any mortal king. So in other words, the symbol of Magen David is that David, David HaMelech, what was his real shield? That might have been his shield, by the way. No one really knows. He might have actually had a shield like that. But what was his real shield? Yisrael betach b'Hashem, Ezram u'maginam. Who? Who's the magen? Who's the shield of the Jewish people? Who's the trust of the Jewish people? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if we want to put a symbol to the whole world, we don't trust in our Merkava tanks, which are great. We don't trust in our upgraded F-50s, F-60s, which are great. We don't trust in all. Who do we trust in? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And who's our representative of government who trusts in God? Well, David HaMelech. He's the archetype, the paradigm of a government figure, of a ruler who trusts in God. So that would be a great symbol. Great. Now, anyone know where the stripes come from, the blue stripes? They actually come from Herzl. David Wolfson, who took over the Zionist enterprise after Herzl, and was a delegate at the first convention in 1897. 2 minutes. Okay. So he writes that when they came to the first Zionist convention in Basel, Switzerland, 1897, and there was a flag up there that hurts to me. He had a flag, so he put up a flag. The flag was the two stripes. So they asked him, what's the deal with the stripes? And he's like, I wanted a Jewish flag. So, okay, what's the stripes? He says, what do you mean? What does it look like? So they said, it looks like a talus. He says, that's it, it's a talus. So unbelievable for Herzl, who was a totally assimilated Jew. But if I were to ask you, what do we want to teach the world when we hold up our flag? What's our symbol? Wasn't it Torah mitzvot? Aren't we here to essentially observe God's 613 mitzvot and bring the Shekhinah down to the world? That's even worse than the bus. So how do you do that? The tallest of all the mitzvot that we have, what's the one mitzvah supposed to remind you of all the other mitzvot? It's the tallest, it's tzitzit, as we all know, the famous thing that taught you when you were a little kid, tzitzit, gematria, 600, there's 8 strings, and there's 5 knots, and there's 613. So we want to tell the people, we trust in Hashem, our kingship is the kingship from David HaMelech, and we believe that our job is to keep the 613 mitzvot. What about the last thing, the color? It's called Techelet. So the Gemara Sota points out that Techelet is supposed to remind you of what when you look at it? The sea, and the sea reminds you of
sky, yeah.
And the sky reminds you of the Kisei HaKavod, as it says that they saw Kilivnat Sapir, brickwork of Sapir, of sapphire, is supposed to remind you of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We're supposed to be here on earth, remembering a Kodesh Baruch Hu, keeping his mitzvot, and setting up a government where we trust in Hashem. Hey, if I were a religious person, you know what flag I would make in order to represent all that? I'd make that flag right there. And the amazing thing is the people who made it were not even religious. At least, they didn't know they were religious, right? Deep in their hearts, they were. Last thing, by the way, Herzl wanted to put 7 stars on the flag. But later, when the government sat down, after he was dead, the government sat down and decided what to do, they decided one flag was enough. Okay, gentlemen, have a great day, and move on to your next week. We'll see you at the party.